Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat.
I learned how to drive in the cemeteries here.
In the cemetery?
Oh, that's a great place to learn how to drive. I mean,
not a whole lot of traffic.
Not a whole lot of traffic. Nice, easy streets.
That's Owen Malloy of Malloy's Tavern in the town of Colma, California. Learning to drive in a cemetery might seem a bit odd, but not in Colma. You see, this town was founded more than a century ago as a necropolis, according to USA Today. That basically means that the whole town was an elaborate cemetery. Kelly and Bob Phillips of the KRLD 1080 show Own the Road with Kelly and Bob visited Colma, where they hung out with Owen Malloy and other residents who take pride in their town's reputation as a destination for the dead.
We used to play tag, hide and go seek. The cemeteries were like our big park.
You know, it kind of is the park of Colma, right?
It really is. It's a gorgeous one, too. And you never know who you're going to run into when you're up there. Joe DiMaggio's buried right up the street here. We used to always play tag around there. Just lots of famous people are buried all around in the cemeteries here.
So how did all these cemeteries end up in Colma? Well, that started all the way back in the 1800s. But a decision in nearby San Francisco during the 1920s really set Colma's cemetery city identity in stone. Here's Dave Fisicaro, who spent many years on the Colma City Council, to explain.
Around the turn of the century, San Francisco decided the property was too valuable to have any more cemeteries there. So they came out to Colma, which was wide open at the time, and they started purchasing property. And I think the last cemetery in San Francisco was Laurel Hill, and they exhumed, I think, 45,000 bodies, and they're in a big burial site over at Cypress Lawn on the other side of
the Holy Cross highway. was one of the first ones to get by the most property, and they probably will have land for years to come.
And this is the Catholic cemetery.
The Catholic cemetery, yes.
And that voice you just heard belongs to Helen Fisicaro, the current vice mayor of Colma.
And we have an Italian cemetery. We have a Greek cemetery. We have three Asian or Chinese and Japanese cemeteries.
The Holy Cross does have a Filipino section that they just put in the last few years.
Yes.
How many graves?
At least 1.5 million.
You've both been on the city council. You're now
vice mayor, correct.
Of Colma. This city has fully embraced
death. Well, we don't consider it a negative thing. You know, we're the city of souls. We protect the people that are buried here. We don't want to happen to them what happened to them in San Francisco. When they moved the grave sites, if you didn't have the money, then they just put you in a mound, which was very sad. So sometimes you'll have folks come to our museum to try to track down their relative because they do have records there. And each one of the cemeteries has records.
The Italian cemetery in October has cinema in the cemetery.
Yes.
A two-night event there. They have a movie. And then this past weekend, Cypress Lawn had the ghost run. I run a 5K run through the cemetery.
Yes. These are our parks.
These are our
parks. What nice parks.
Memorial parks, but there are parks.
Our kids grew up here. So they would, you know, when we had a dog, they would walk the dog. Or they'd go over in the grassy area and, you know, toss a baseball back and forth. I took a Girl Scout troop when I had my Girl Scout troop. I took them through the Italian cemetery to show them the pictures on some of the gravestones of what the people wore in that era. The high buttons, boots.
So it's a history lesson.
It is definitely a history
lesson. That's right.
A lot of people have a negative connotation of death. This town, this community.
We embrace it in a positive manner. You know, because I believe in the spirit. My parents are buried here. His parents are buried here. My grandparents are buried here. You kind of talk to them indirectly. And sometimes you get answers, believe it or not. You know, maybe spiritually, but you do get answers.
It's a positive thing.
Yeah.
You know they're at peace. You know they're at rest.
To end today's journey, we're headed east out of Colma to the Twin Cities in Minnesota. But before we listen in to this debate about showering, I'm going to give you some context. The Harris Poll released data that revealed the showering habits of Americans. Thankfully, close to 100% of the respondents said that they shower, but just 61% said that they shower every day. A similar percentage said that they like to shower in the morning. Here's Adam Carter and Jordana Green of the Adam and Jordana Show out of Odyssey Station WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities discussing their showering habits. Some of their listeners chimed in too via text, and there are some strong opinions on the subject.
Do you take a shower every day before work? And I'm like, who the hell doesn't?
And I say, how could you possibly have the time to take a shower every day before work?
Every day? Every stinking day. Absolutely, I take a shower every day. You don't take a shower every day?
No chance. And never before work. It's always later in the day.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's
how do you
question.
Wake up in the morning?
No, I don't shower in the morning every day. And
yeah,
I think I'm okay.
Well, you think you're okay.
You let me know. But Adam does every single day. Talk about, you think the data centers are using the water? I think Adam Carter is solely responsible.
It's quick. Okay, can I I'm going to say if you're a man and don't shower every day, you've got a problem. Men stink.
Do they?
Of course they do. They start stinking at about 15 and they don't stop stinking until ever.
And they don't stop stinking until ever. Okay. So when you wake up, are you feeling stinky or are you just
I need the shower. It's just like part of the routine of getting up.
Okay, so this is really just about
waking
helping you wake up.
Absolutely.
Like the cold water, the warm water, whatever it is, kind of getting everything going.
Yeah.
And you don't...
There have been days where, for whatever reason, I did not shower and I do not feel the same. I just feel dirty.
Okay. You feel dirty if you don't shower in the morning.
Yeah.
So you've had the experience where you got up, you were late, maybe you didn't shower, and it affects the whole day.
Or sometimes, like, if it's late and I've been, working out or go play some sport or something, and it's late at night right before I go to bed, I'll shower before I go to bed, and then I don't shower when I get up.
But right.
Still, even though those mornings when I do that, I just do not feel the same.
Yes. Okay. And this is a good question, because I think people do often wonder about other people's personal hygiene. And when you own a teenage boy or a teenage girl, you have to teach them. You know, when they start getting ripe and their room stinks or their feet or their pits or whatever, growing some hair in places they didn't have before.
Correct.
You need to tell them you need to bathe more.
Yeah.
This, you need to clean yourself. You need to use soap on these places. But as adults, we've learned that lesson. And Adam, for you, I feel like it's more ritual. It's not really about you being a stinky teenager anymore, mm-hmm. trying to cover it with Axe body
right.
spray. So it's more ritual for you.
Right.
Now, I think if you asked a lot of women, and of course there are women who have personal hygiene issues that
sure.
maybe need to bathe every day. It is hard on the skin.
Okay.
And certainly hard on the hair if you are shampooing or even getting it wet and stripping it of the oils every day. So I think there are a lot of I guess you could always use a shower cap, but even the skin, like there's a lot of wear and tear on the skin if you're showering every
okay.
day.
I did. I'm not aware of that. I know Jennifer,
mm-hmm.
like she won't wash her hair every day.
Wash my hair every day either.
That's like, I don't know how often she does. But.
Yeah.
And then like, I remember a couple of years ago, you mentioned that washing your hair every day is bad for you. So I've skipped
that
a couple times.
It strips your hair of its natural oils, they say.
Oh.
Right. And even your skin. I mean, I know you put moisturizer on afterward or whatnot, but no, I don't. If I don't work out, like if I'm not sweating,
mm-hmm.
then I definitely don't shower every day. Definitely days have gone by where I don't. Is that gross?
I don't think so at all. And I think with the time that we're required to be here and at work and the other responsibilities we have in the morning, to me, it'd be nice to shower some mornings, but I don't have time for it. I'm not setting my alarm even earlier than it is just to get up and shower.
By the way, there's like a million texts.
I know.
I can't keep up.
To Dave's point, you guys work in studio for 3 hours. You mm-hmm. don't even sweat. Well, that's not true. There are times when I start sweating in studio. Like yesterday, it was humid in here. It was clammy.
Yeah.
So
you were schwitz.
I'm schwitz. I schwitz a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a common schwitzer.
Someone says twice a week, whether I need it or not, and quit wasting the water. There you go, Adam, wasting water. It's not AI. It's Adam who's responsible for the demise of humanity.
I'm not taking 20-minute showers. I'm less than 5. I'm probably in there for 3 minutes at the most.
Texters, I shower every day.
Yeah.
It's gross not to.
Thank you.
Someone says, hey there, live and work on a farm. Okay, that's different. So yes, absolutely shower every day. But if I had a job where I wasn't breaking a sweat every day, absolutely not. Wash my face and hands and that would be it. be a lot better for my skin. And that's it. I mean, we're in the studio. I do walk to work. I don't know that I'm breaking a sweat, but certainly if I do yoga, yes, I'm getting in the shower.
Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to Mike Rogers, Other Side of the News from KRLD 1080 in Dallas, The Dave Glover Show out of KMOX in St. Louis, On the Road with Kelly and Bob, also out of KRLD 1080, and The Adam and Jordana Show out of WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities. You can find these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.